scripture that Al brought there. And one of the first verses I was going to read was 2 Chronicles 7:14. He already preached on that one real good, and I enjoyed that. And truly, it is good. Amen. I'm going to be reading also here probably in Acts 1, probably where I'm going to start at. But also, I'd like to still say, too, that the words that Brother Al brought on that. There's four different conditions the Lord asks us to do first before He would bless us. Is that right? As He said, amen, we got to humble ourselves, pray, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways. We got wicked ways? Yes, we do, because He said so. And there's always a start with when we start with the Lord. We was always on the wrong path, is that right? But I'm glad that He turned me around, aren't you? Amen, that He lifted you up out of sin. He brought us out of bondage. He brought Israel, where? Out of Egypt. It was bondage. When we come to Him, we come out of bondage of sin. We have been delivered, and we can really thank Him for that. Is that right? Give Him the praise and give Him the honor, because He's worthy of it all. Is that right? Listen, this is not about you and I. It's about Him. We come to lift up the name of the Lord. Is that right? And we learn to worship together and give Him the praise and give Him the honor that's due unto Him. Is that right? Learn to respect each other in our difference, even in our beliefs, whatever. Amen. But learn to love our brother with a heart. Is that right? All the way. He loved us. He went to cross for each one of us that we can have this wonderful victory in Him. Is that right? And I do give Him all praise and honor. And I want to continue long as I got breath in my body. Because I know that He's good to us. He's done everything for us. Is that right? He's lift each one of us up. Amen. There's been other times I've been in the valleys. You probably have too. He reached down and He picked us up. Is that right? And I love Him for tonight, don't you? But I love that. There's four phases He said there to do first. He said then He would heal our land, forgive our sin and heal our land. And I thank Him that He will forgive us of our sin. Is that right? And I thought about here with Peter. I'm going to speak down through this line. Some of it is with Peter and some of it was what the Lord said. Here in Acts 1 and 8, it said the Lord, He was talking to them just before He left. He said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me both where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Four different positions that was going to go on there. And where did He start at? Amen. He started within Jerusalem. Where did they receive the Holy Ghost at? Was it not in Jerusalem? In Acts 2 there, He said, and when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. It makes a difference when we're in one accord and in one place and worshiping Him together. Is that right? We can do nothing without Him. I love Him today, don't you? He's a blessing to you and I. Is He not the great I am? He's everything we need. And like the Lord said, He said, before Abraham was, I am. He was there with Moses and told him, He said, you tell the people the I am has sent you. And I love Him today for that. There's many names and many titles that we can give Him. As most of us read out of these here, we call His name what? Jesus. But also I call Him Yahshua. Amen, because that is His Hebrew given name. Amen. I love Him. I thank Him for everything that He has done for you and I. And as they said, but they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. I'm glad that He can fill this house right here. Is that right? Are we not the tabernacle of God? The tabernacle of God is within us. And I want Him to be there, don't you? And I love Him very much. Amen. And we can do nothing without Him. Amen. But it goes on. It said, they're appearing unto them cloven tongues like unto fire, and it's set upon each of them. Aren't you glad when the Spirit of God and the Lord comes by, He sets up on each one of us? He touches within our heart. He lifts us up in our spirit. Is that right? Saints, we can do nothing without Him, but we can do all things through Him. Is that right? Amen. The Word of God said, we are more than conquerors. And I thank Him for that. Not just a conqueror, you are more than conquerors. Amen. Through Him that loved us. Through Him that went all the way for us that we can have this. And I believe we're coming to the end of these days. Is that right? Look at the condition of the world. The condition our country's in. Amen. Yeah, we need to get back. Our country needs to get back. Amen. To the place where it used to be. Praise and honor Him. Is that right? Amen. The sin is running rampant all over the world. You see hatred everywhere you go. But I thank God I can find the saints. I can see happiness. Are you happy today in Him?
Amen.
I said, are you happy today in Him? Amen. Just give the Lord a clap for me. Can we do that? Hallelujah. He's worthy of all praise. Amen. Listen, if we don't pick Him up, the world ain't going to pick Him up and praise Him. It's up to the saints of God to give Him the glory and give Him all praise and honor. He has surely been good to us. Amen. Listen, the one that I serve today, he's never lost a battle. So I don't worry about what we come up against. I know the one that can conquer the enemy. I know the one that told the waves, amen, calm, remember the peace came over. Is that right? He's the one that does that for you and I. And I want to be like Peter when he was going down, amen, he cried out to the Lord to help him. He reached down and He picked him up. If we call upon Him, He helps us. He picks us up. And I thank Him for it, don't you? He's good to us. I thought He said to also, He said to Peter, O thou little faith. I thought, I wish I could just have that much faith. To me, and probably you, He had a lot of faith. But the Christ still called it the little. We need more. Saints, we can do nothing without Him. But we can do all things through Him and by Him. Is that right? Listen, it says in Revelation 5, it talks about with the book there. It said, no man was found worthy to open a book or even to look upon it. That shows where we stand. But we know there was one that was able to do it. He was called the Lion, the tribe of Judah, has prevailed for us that we able can have this blessing tonight. I love Him, don't you? And we can truly do nothing without Him. But you know, when Peter was speaking there, I mean, that's the Lord bless him. Peter was speaking to the people. They made fun of him there. Some of them did. They mocked him. Amen. But here's what Peter said. But Peter, standing up with the 11, the 14th verse, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my word. For these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's just what? The third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. They received that wonderful spirit. Where was they at? They was down there praising Him. Amen. They've given Him the praise and honor. He told them to go and tarry until you are endure with the power from up on high. And they received it. Is that right? Because they trust in Him. A lot of times through this here, I also like to call it what I call sometimes New Testament Judaism. Getting back to the beginning of the whole matter. This all started happening right after Christ and how He used them, amen, to bless us that we can know the truth of God. And I love Him for that today, don't you? The 37th verse of the second chapter, it said, now, when they heard these things, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter answered unto them and said, do what? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. The first thing that a man does, we got to repent. Is that right? Huh? It hasn't changed. I don't care how you beautify it, how big of a building you get, you still got to repent. Is that right? Repentance has got to be the first step. And it means a lot, is that right? Peter learned that himself there in the third chapter. Remember what the Lord said to him. Amen. Before he left, he said, when thou art converted, there's got to be a conversion in our way of life. There's got to be a change. Our thinking changes, is that right? Our speech will change. If it don't, we haven't been converted yet. I've heard people tell me before that want to say, I've been around workers for years. They said, I got a story to tell you or a joke. I said, wait a minute. If I found out if it's something no good, I don't want to hear it. I don't have time to play games about this. I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to fill my mind. I don't want to fill my heart with things that's not of God. There's got to be a conversion made in our life. Is that right? But he goes on. He said, for the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. And God is still calling today, but sometimes people don't want to hear it. As the brother said, probably lasted 2 weeks that people were filling up the churches. Then all of a sudden, after the fear left, they went back out. I think ministers have seen that before. I've seen them come in the past before, Brother Marvin. Amen. Because I remember when there was one come in or two, and they had almost had a wreck, and they thought they was in trouble. They might have died. They come. Lasted 2 weeks. When the fear was gone, they were gone. They ain't been back since either. At least not there. I don't serve him for fear. I serve him because I love him. Because what he's done for me, what he has brought me through. I'm not ashamed of Christ today. Because he's done it all for me. Amen. As some of you know, he's brought me through 18 heart operations. I've been blessed. He brought me through 2 strokes. I've been blessed. 1.5 years ago, I hit a deer with my motorcycle and we didn't go down. I've been blessed. Last year, heading home, I was going 70 miles an hour out here on the interstate. Amen. Head on cruise control, and my batteries on my pacemaker went dead, and I passed out instantly. I come to running in the media 70 miles an hour. Lucky that media there was not in one of those curves. It was flat. God bless me. But I didn't push my luck or this way here. I called my daughter and my son-in-law and they come and got me. I said, I better not drive no more. Then I had to put another pacemaker in me. Amen. I'm still going to go on forward with him. I'm still going to praise him. I'm glad my one daughter has came back and she got up and sung last weekend, The Lighthouse, Tamara. Really blessed my heart to have me out there preaching. I was out there dancing too. And then the wild man was having a good time. I like to praise him in the dance once in a while. Some of them calls it the Cherokee dance. Some of them calls it the Apache dance. I don't care which one. Amen. That's some of my ancestry. I just want to praise him. Till I draw my last breath, I want to praise him. Because that's what it's about. He's brought me through all those things. People are going to say, well, that's just coincidence. No, it's not. I know God was there. I always said one thing. I remember after that happened, I said, Lord, what was the name of that angel that was with me? I know, as some of them said up there, well, we know your angel can go 70 miles an hour. But I thank him for being there for us, don't you? Huh? Is he not the all-seeing eye looking out for you and I? He might even give you a thought when you're going down the road, maybe to turn another direction. And it may be because there's danger down that other way you're going. God knows how to take care of us. When I come down, I had trouble out there on the interstate. There was 5 of us in the passing lane running 70 miles an hour. The first guy decided to turn right in the middle of the median. We went from 70 to 20 in seconds. Only thing I done, I hit my brake when I saw that guy in front of me hit his. Amen. And it blew out some of the fuses on my truck. And the guy behind me, all I could look back in the rearview mirror, I could just see his windshield. He was that close to me. But nobody got hurt. I thank God again. We need to praise and honor him. Is that right? Amen. The church needs to stay in and stay faithful and work Amen. Regardless if it's going good or it's going bad, just give Him the praise and watch Him. He makes a difference through the whole thing. Is that right? And I thank Him for that. I'm not out to play church with Him. I want to be one of them of His church. Is that right? Has He been good to us? Yes, He has. And it goes on and He tells it. He said, then they that gladly received His word were baptized. And that same day they were added unto them about what? 3,000 souls was added unto the church. It makes a difference. Is that right? It makes a big difference. Down Acts 3. It said, Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. That would be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They said there was a certain man that was laying there at the gate, above 40 years of age. Amen. Listen, to me, that man lay there when Christ came by. I could see what the Lord was saying to him. Your day's coming. Because as you read, we didn't hardly ever see where Christ was preaching to Himself. But the apostles would have. He chose Peter and John to lift this man up. Is that right? He told him, he said, look upon us. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it to you. He reached down and took that man's hand. When he did, amen, he received strength. Is that right? He rose up and said he went into the temple of God, walking and shouting and praising God. Is that right? Amen. Listen, normally, if some of you've ever been in the hospital before, I know I have, amen, after a few days there, you can't hardly walk. But here was a man, never walked a day of his life. He went in leaping into the temple of God. He received the full strength of God. Amen. Because, listen, those brothers were together in the unity of the Spirit of God as one. Amen. I want to see the fullness of the move of God working God's church and see the joy flowing in the church again. Something we need to get in to get a little happiness and joy in serving the Messiah today. Is that right? Saints, He's good to you and I. We can't thank Him enough for the blessings He's given to us. Is that right? Amen. But I love what He said, though, too. Soon I'll find the verse because I know He's putting them up there. The 12th verse. It said, when Peter saw it, he answered the people and said, you men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you earnestly upon us as though it is by our power and holiness that we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified His Son, amen, Jesus, whom you delivered and denied Him in the presence of Pilate. Amen. They would not take no glory on themselves. We don't take no glory on ourselves. We give it all to Him. Is that right? Because it's about Him. He has already done it all for you and I. Each one of us are blessed. We're a blessed people of God. We're a called out. He said, many called, but a few chosen. How true that is. There has probably been hundreds and thousands or millions He has dealt with, amen, and not all of them turn. But you wouldn't be here today if you didn't turn. I know that you love Him or you wouldn't be here. And you thank God for that. He did knock on your heart's door. I'm glad. I'm glad I said yes.
Yes, amen.
When I went up that to that altar that night, amen, each one knows their experience. I didn't walk. I ran up the side of that. And I fell on my face and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Forgive me. Does there have to be a repentance? Yes, there does. Peter went on. Amen. The 16th verse, and His name through faith in His name had made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by Him have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I would that thou through ignorance you did it, and did also your rulers. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. He said, now repent you therefore and be converted. Amen. Listen, now Peter is preaching conversion, which he didn't know himself until after Christ told him. Now he can preach conversion. He knew what it meant, Brother Marvin, to change his way of life. Amen. Be converted. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preaching to you, whom the heavens must receive. Until what? Until the restitution of all things. As Brother Al said that about that a while ago. Amen. I thank him when everything's going to be totally over with, I still want to stand for him. Glorify him. Listen, there's another thing I get out of this. How many souls was added to the church through that preaching? Was it not 5,000? It tells in the next book. It took the miracle of God to get the people's attention. But it took the word of God to get them saved. You hear what I said? The miracle does not save you. Amen. It's when you ask for forgiveness, you make a repentance. He can heal us every day. But if we never had a repentance in our life, we ain't going nowhere. We need him. Is that right? And I love him for it. Don't you very much? Amen. As he told him, go to Jerusalem. Go to all Judea. Go to Samaria. Amen. We can read that there in the 8th chapter. The 5th verse of the 8th chapter of Acts. He said, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits cried out with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many of us taken with palsy, and they were all lame that were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Why? It's not because sometimes from the healings, it's from also the word of God that Philip was preaching to them down to Samaria. It made a difference. And as Peter went, as he went on down there, amen, he baptized every one of them that got saved, that changed their hearts and turned around. But it said the Holy Ghost had fell on none of them yet. But the apostles, amen, sent down Peter and John to them. And when they laid up on hands, the Holy Ghost fell upon them that believed and heard the word of God. It makes a big difference. Is that right? Amen. And I thank him for that, don't you? That he does that for us. And what he can do. But this is something you can't buy. Aren't you glad you can't buy this with money? It's free. I said, this is free tonight. All we got to do is give our life over and serve him. Amen. Thank him and worship him. I have no greater joy in going to the house of God, being with the saints of God. That's great joy to me. I said, that's great joy to me. Even when Jen and I, we went on, after we got married, went on a vacation, went down to Florida, went out on a boat for a while. I tell you, everywhere we go, we kept meeting people of God. We were sitting at a table, there were 500 of us. We were sitting at a table, great big long table, probably about 100 at that one table. And they asked us, will you move over here? The wife and I asked them. Well, there was only 6 seats over there, so we moved over. They brought some other people and set them down there. They were Jewish people that knew the Messiah. Now, that made me happy. We started talking about Christ. The others, they probably never talked about Christ, but they did. Because they believe in the Savior. It makes a difference. When I was over Israel a year and a half ago, when I was over there, when we was down there amongst the But the people that sells the different things there, the shops, I talked to some of them, and now they're messianic. They believe in the Savior. They said on Friday night, there's 500 of them gathered together, and they worship the Messiah. God's making changes. Amen. Did he say did he not say he blinded them? That salvation may come what? To us Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Is that right? Not a bad jealousy, but a good jealousy, and want more of him. Listen, as we go around, people's going to talk to you. People look at your lives. They'll look at you more than they are reading the Bible. And we got to be good stewards for him. Is that right? And I had one of my finest visitations from the Lord there. It was on a Shabbat morning, Sabbath morning. I'll never forget. Jim was on the bed on this side. I was in this one. That room was so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And the Lord just gave me a wonderful dream at 4 o'clock, or vision I call it, and showed me that there was going to be trouble coming ahead for us on one of the days there. It would happen on the last day. And when I come out, and I sit up, I look, and there stood an angel down the end of her bed. I'll never forget it. I mean, I wasn't having no dream, brother. There was a live angel standing down the end of that bed. And I looked at him. He had a beard, probably about a little longer than mine, about ears, tall. He never did look at me. But that light was shining all around him. But when he left then, he went across in front of my bed and went right on out through the wall. Didn't have to open the door. I mean, he went on through the wall. I knew it was from God. To me, it was showing, yeah, that trouble's going to happen. And it did. When we went down to Hebron, we was down there. Some of the Palestinians, they didn't like it because we was there. And they didn't want us there. I understand there were some Jewish people, soldiers there too. Amen. But I remember I said to my people that went with me, I said, let's get back on the bus now. This is what the dream and the warning's about. I thank God when he does warn us when there's trouble ahead. And did not know it, but the other man was named Andy, also one of them. He told his people, get back on the bus. He had the same type of dream. But we didn't talk to each other till we got to the plane station where we was going to leave. And we thank God. Listen, I don't have to shut my eyes. I can see that angel right before my face, what he looked like. I thank God for that visitation and to what he does for us. He loves us, saints. He warns us all the time right here. Huh? He'll tell you when to take the right turn or the wrong turn. Is that right? We can start down the wrong road, we get in trouble. But if we listen to the voice of God, we are blessed, and is that right? And I thank him for that. I thank God when he makes those visitations to us. Amen. I've seen him before a couple times in dreams, but I'm looking for the day that I can see him and be with him once and for all. How many believe he's coming back again? Amen. All right. I want to be ready. Don't the Word of God says, does not yet appear what we shall be? But we know when we shall see him, we're going to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Is that right? However he is, that's fine with me. Or where he is, that's fine with me. I just want to be with him. You love him today? I thank him for the truth on the Shabbat. Now, I've been like one of the few, probably like Mark II. Amen. Oh, my dad, Marvin II. I was born into it. My mom got saved in a Seventh-day Pentecostal church when I was just 2 weeks old, she told me. And this is the only life I ever known. Knowing about the Shabbat, knowing about the clean and unclean all my life. Amen. And I thank him for the truth of it. He's good to us, is that right? And I'm not ashamed of it. For what he has done, what he has shown unto me and you. We've been highly blessed. Amen. Ever since I've known you as well, your mother and all them, I know you were raised up into it. Amen. Of course, I met his mother in 60, I believe it was it 64, Tim? when she came up here for her visit. Well, I told him, I said, we did not know about this church. It was Brother James that told Brother Amos and Sister Maud that there was a group down in Darsburg, Tennessee. Nowadays, you probably couldn't do what we did back then. They didn't have an address. They just sent it on, put it on the letter to the Balls. Had no address. And they got directly to them. Whoever got the letter down here, amen, when it come to the place there, amen, I know who that is. They took it over to Calvin and gave it to him. And that's when the fellowship started with them here, down here. Amen. And then I didn't come that first year. My wife and some of the other sisters came down in May that year when Sister Ball started that one. And, well, she might already had one started beforehand. I don't know about that. Amen. But that's when we knew about it. And Brother James came down with his. Amen. And I thank God I've been able to know many of these people. Amen. And Brother Al, I almost forgot him, but I remember him now. And I thank God that I've seen you again, Brother Al. Enjoyed your words very much. That's right, saints. We need to get really serious about this. Is that right? I'll finish this up because I know they're going to have dinner over there for you all. Let's go to the 10th chapter. I just want to show you how there was four stages. They went to Jerusalem first. That's where they got the Holy Ghost. Then they went to Judea. Now, I read there about going to Samaria. Amen. With Philip. But now, he said, go to the othermost parts of the earth. This is when he brought it down to the Gentile. And how they received a great blessing also. He didn't give us no seconds. He gave us the best. Is that right? When he died for the world. He didn't die just for one people. It's like when the death angel came over Egypt. It didn't just look. It wasn't looking for, amen, the Israelite people. It looked for where the blood was applied to the doorpost. I want the blood of Christ applied to the doorpost of my heart. Don't you? I want him to be in there. I want them to know. Has he not been good to us? People are going to resist. Many of the Jews resist. Look at the Gentiles. Many of them are resisting. Is that right? What would old Stephen call them? He said, you bunch of stiff necks, you uncircumcised and hardened ears, you resist. Is that right? I don't want to resist the Spirit of God. I want to worship him, don't you? And brother, when they tried to stomp him, is that right? He looked up, he said, behold, I see what? Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Any other place, you'll find where it says Jesus was sitting. You know why he was standing? Because one of his soldiers, he stood in behalf of one of his men that was standing for him. He didn't say he died. He said he just fell asleep. He fell asleep in Christ. We're blessed. I said, we're blessed. I thank God for those men. I've always said, I just want to be worthy. I don't even feel worthy to stand beside some of them, Brother Mark, that stood hard for this word of God and died for it. As you all know, all the apostles died for it, except for one. They gave their life for this mighty word because they walked with him. They knew him. They knew that he was real. Is that right? What do we know about him? We know him through his mighty word. Is that right? And I believe the word of God, don't you? And I'm glad it was delivered to us that we can have this strength and we got the victory in him. There is a joy that we have we can serve in Christ. Is that right? Does it not make a difference when you feel that stirring within? Sometimes I say it feels like a locomotive going off in me. Yeah, I can still dance, but I don't dance like I used to. Used to be able to jump higher, but old Arthur gets in that left hip, won't let me get up any higher. But you know what? I jump just as high within my heart as I always have. It makes you, don't the Spirit make you feel young within? My youngest daughter had been coming out to church, and she heard about me having a good time there last Friday night after Tamara was singing. And all she says, Dad, you're going to drop dead up there, I'm telling you. I say, daughter, it doesn't make no difference to me. What better place you could be? I'd better laying on a bed in the hospital. If it happens, it happens. I don't look at it that way. Amen. I know I'll still have probably troubles to the end unless he heals. I don't worry about it. I just want to praise him. And then she'll say, all right, Dad, all right. He don't like me to ride my motorcycle. They said, I'm going to come and take your keys away from you. I said, come on over. I got another forehead. I said, just leave it alone. I'm enjoying myself. Now, it's relaxing to me to ride a motorcycle. It may not be for any use, but I have a good time with it. One time we used to call it the M&M Club, didn't we, Mark? Mark had his, my dad, Jimmy, and who else was in on that with us? We called it the M&M Club, Merritt and Mandel's. And one time we rode all the way down here to Darsburg for fellowship back there in the 70s or 80s, I don't remember when. I had to be after 80 because I didn't get my cycle, bought it brand new in 1980. But saints, he's good to us. I don't try to tempt him. And when I ride now, I ride a lot different than I used to ride. And I just want to be cautious. But I know my day's coming when I'm going to have to give it up. Because I'm getting where I don't trust myself like I used to on the matter. That's fine. That's just the way it is. But I ain't going to stop serving the Lord. I still want to serve him, don't you? I want to go on. Amen. It shows we're sure you're not getting any younger. They call these the golden years. I guess they're golden for the doctors because they get more money. But I don't look back at the bad things. There's some bad things I can tell. But no, I thank God for the joy that I've had. The relationship that we can have with each other and worshiping him. But time after time in the Word of God, you find out how much he will bless in unity. Huh? And respect to one another. Always remember, a man thinks he is right in his own eyes. And learn to respect one another. I thank God for each one of you. I wouldn't come here to bring any trouble whatsoever to nobody. If I would do that, I'd just stay home. I always want to go and have a joy. Amen. I want to hear the word. Amen. I thank God for the mighty word. Thank God for my brother, what he said earlier there. And I'm looking for the others, what they got to say about with him. Amen. Because he's been good to us. Weigh it out. Whoever gets up there, whatever they read out of this, you're going to find out. You might find something different in there yourself. Huh? I've come to things new when I'm reading the Bible myself up preaching before. Have you done that, Brother Marvin? It makes a difference. Get on to this story here real quick. You know, Cornelius was up there praying. He said up on the rooftop about the sixth hour. No, take it back. That was the ninth hour with him. It said how he was fasting for 4 days. As you go on down, it tells about with Peter, the ninth verse. I better say out some of those verses so David know where I'm at, and so you know where to run this. The ninth verse, it said on the morrow they went on their journey to draw nigh into the city. Said Peter was up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. That's at noon. He was up there praying. The Lord visited him. He let down his sheet in front of him. Is that right? First, Peter thought he was talking about the animals. That wasn't what God was talking about. But it was in one way. The way was this. Amen. The Gentiles was looked on to like we were outcasts. Considered as dogs and on, is that right? But here's what Peter said. I'll get down this real quick. At the 28th verse, amen, 26. I might get this straight yet. 25. And just pray for me. Okay. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him. He fell down at his feet to worship him, but Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. Is that not true? We don't bow before any man, but we bow before Christ. Is that right? Because He's the only King. Is He not the King of Kings? He's not the Lord of Lords. Is He not the great I Am? Is He not everything to us? And ain't this all about Him too? Not about you and I. We come together to worship Him, not to worship each other or worship this beautiful building. I thank God for this beautiful building here. They've been blessed with it. And as He talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. He said unto them, you know how that is unlawful for a man that is a Jew to keep company or coming unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. See, he didn't want to go. If you read, Christ spoke to him three times. He had to go down there. He seen in what he meant. He said, I'm not to call any man common or unclean. You could come, a man come in that door in the raggedest clothes of all. Brother, I honor him. Is that right? We have respect for him. Because that clothing does not save him. It's what's here in his heart. Huh? He's not common or he's not unclean. But if he give his heart to God, brother, he's one of his righteous ones then. Is that right? He gets the same blessing. And I thank him for it, don't you? Amen. The 34th verse. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, a truth I perceive, that God is no respecter of persons. In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Now, Peter would never have said that before if God didn't deal with him. Huh? He didn't go to the way of the Gentiles. What did the Lord tell him when he first called the apostles? Amen. Just go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go the way of the Gentiles. Now it was time to go to the Gentiles. Listen, again, about in every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. 38, how God did anoint Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went forth about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witness of all these things, which he did both in land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung up on the tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him out openly. Is that right? Many times, faith, they try to say, he died on a Friday, rose Sunday morning. They didn't go to school. You don't have to go to college to count 3 days and three nights. That's pretty simple. He raised at the end of the Sabbath. Don't Matthew 28 and 1 says that? Gives 2 points. Huh? At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn. Hasn't dawned yet. Dawn begins at sunset, not in the morning. Amen. Believe it or not, there's a Baptist man lets me get on the radio and I get to tell it up there now. I've told it 2-3 years in a row. It had to be God open that door up now, if you know this man like I do. But I didn't get in there and try to beat someone over the head with it. I just told my side of it. But he asked me a lot of questions right on the air, and we talked about it. I'm not ashamed of Christ, are you? No. Amen. I thank God. If you can get a chance to get on the air, talk to somebody, do it. Do it. Some people say to me, why do you wear that shalom hat? I got a hat that says shalom on it. Well, most of you know what that is. It means peace be unto you. You'd be surprised if people will stop me and say, hey, I like that. What does that mean? I guess it's a chance to talk about the Lord. I don't care where you're at. I want to talk to him. My lens, I know what he's already brought me through. All that I already told you about all some of the things he's brought me through. Hey, man, I don't want to go around with my head down. I want to hold my head up. Because he's been there for me. Even though I may even die today or tomorrow, I don't know those things. I'm not worried about that because I'm trying to keep my slate clean that I can be one of His. That I can have that eternal life. We just don't know when it's going to happen to us. Because we're young, we think we're going to live for a long time. Well, back home, just before I left, there was a man turned over a tractor, held him under and drowned him in the water, 21 years old. Good friend of my daughter Tamara and them. We've been praying for them. You don't know. I'm 66. I said, I'm blessed. I've been here all this time. I thank Him every day. And every time He blesses me, or if I'm preaching, I feel the word, feeling of God. Every time when I leave, I say, thank You, Lord, for what You let me feel. Aren't you glad you can feel this within here? Tell me if it's not a joy in serving Him. Is that right? But you know, it says, the 44th verse, I'll hurry this up, Jim. It said, when Peter, yes, spoke these words, it said the Holy Ghost fell upon all of them that heard the word. It didn't say everyone there. Does it say everyone there? It said only them that heard the word. A lot of times you can speak. A lot of people will hear your word with their ear, but they don't hear it here. That makes a difference. And then he said, what? Can any man forbid water? That these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost? And they did. Three or four more verses in closing, the 11th chapter and the 15th verse. When Peter got back down there to Jerusalem, the apostles asked him, why did you go down there amongst those Gentiles? You've never done this before, Peter. Peter rehearsed the whole matter. Told him of the visitation and what happened. Listen, the 15th verse, he said, and as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell upon them as on us at the beginning. He didn't give them no seconds. He gave them exactly the same thing that they received there, amen, on the day of Pentecost. Which the day of Pentecost is coming up at the end of this month, the last Saturday. Also, you know what was received, I believe, on my heart on the day of Pentecost? That's when Moses received the Ten Commandments. That was when the woman at the well had happened on the day of Pentecost. But it said, then remember I the word of the Lord. And he said to me, John indeed him baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord, what was I that I should withstand God? We can't stand against God. We can't fight against him. I just want to accept his will, don't you? And the apostles said that when they heard these things, they held their peace, glorified God, saying, then have God also to the Gentiles have granted repentance unto life. Listen, I ain't saying that's just when he dealt with the Gentiles. All through the Bible he dealt with the Gentiles. Huh? Deuteronomy, I read it in there. He said, I'll use a people that's not a people to put his people to an open shame. On and on. Look at Ruth. She was a Moab. Became what? The great-grandmother of David. She was blessed. Rahab, she was blessed. You and I have been blessed. When it comes to salvation, it don't make no difference if you're a Jew or Gentile. Hey, amen. We got to all come the same route unto him and accept him. Is that right? And I thank him for it. But I just want to show those four points there. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The word of God went all the way through. Is that right? Do you love him? I'm excited for this. It's a privilege to be here. I thank you, Brother Jim, let me be able to talk. I didn't come down here just to preach. I come down here just to be with you all. Amen. Because I know it's been probably 4 years since I've been here. Maybe five. I don't know. I lose track of time. But I thank God for all the good years of fellowship. I look back and see all, practically all the elders is gone. Those that started many of these things, they went on. But the work of God don't stop. It still goes on. Because what they have fed us to and given us the word. Do you thank Him for that? I do. I remember when these Ten Commandments was brought over here. It was down here. You was here probably, wasn't you, Brother Marvin? Amen. All we had was a tent out there. It poured down rain so hard. We got out there. I remember having my suit pants on. I got right down there in the mud. It doesn't matter to me. We all had a good time and a good word of prayer. Had a beautiful time. I know you young ones never remember that one now. Yes.
It turned dark.
Yes, it did.
For 2 hours.
Yeah, but we had a good time. Yes. Many times we come down, I tell you what, when you go to the motel, you had to pray because there's always tornadoes going over. I thought every year down here at Darnsburg. Lord, protect us. What did we do? No, we didn't do nothing wrong, Lord. Lord knows how to keep you down on your knees, huh? God bless you. Good to see each one of you again. Amen. A privilege to be here one more time. Amen. We never know when our last time is, but I thank God for another privilege. I love you all very much. All I can say, shalom be to y'all. You all. I'm back down south.